Well, thank you so much, John, for inviting me to speak. I've been really looking forward to being with you all today. As John said, I'm a certified John Maxwell speaker, trainer, and coach, and I'm here today to add value to you. If you were to ask leadership expert John Maxwell what the focus of his businesses are today, he would tell you to add value to people. And that's what I want to do today. The first way I want to add value to you is I want to make this presentation available in an MP3 download. If you want to have a recording of today's presentation, simply fill out one of our orange slips and we'll email it to you. Also, I want to include you in our weekly success scripture. You'll receive that too as our way of adding value to you by filling out one of these orange slips. A few years back, I was speaking in Pittsburgh to a real estate investing group, and as I began my presentation, I asked this question, who is Jim Collins? And someone yelled out, good to great. And I said, yes, there is a Jim Collins who wrote the book, Good to Great, but I'm not that Jim Collins. Now, how do you rebound from that, right? I said, I'm the Jim Collins who wrote the book Beyond Positive Thinking, Success, and Motivation in the Scriptures. Here's how Beyond Positive Thinking came about. After reading and listening to hundreds of motivational books, tapes, and CDs, I found that what the positive thinking gurus were espousing were simply biblical truths that would work for anybody who applied them. I set out to teach those biblical principles contained in God's Master Success book, and the result was the book, Beyond Positive Thinking, Success, and Motivation in the Scriptures. Incidentally, when I speak of God's Master Success book, I'm referring to the number one best-selling book of all time, the Holy Bible, which is the Word of God. Two of the motivational books that I read were Think and Grow Rich and How to Win Friends and Influence People. How many of you, by a show of hands, have read one or both of these two books? Here's how Beyond Positive Thinking relates to these two books. In Beyond Positive Thinking, we teach people how to tap into the force that created the universe. Now you say, Jim, why would anyone want to do that? Answer? So they can access God's ability and experience God's power. Now, how many think you could just be a little more successful in your business and in your life if you knew how to access God's ability and experience God's power? Can I see your hands? The way you tap into the force that created the universe, the way you access God's ability and experience God's power is by learning how to live by faith and walk in love. The phrase live by faith sums up the book, Think and Grow Rich. The phrase walk in love sums up the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Let's talk about living by faith first. Think and Grow Rich talks about visualization and affirmations. God's Master Success book shows us how and why those two success principles work in Hebrews 11:1 and in Mark 11:23. Hebrews 11:1 tells us what faith is. It reads this way. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith makes what you see out of what you don't see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith gives substance to your dreams. The only thing you need is the picture you hold in your mind of you living your dreams. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. The thought image of you living your dreams is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Say it after me. I must see myself living my dreams. In Mark 11:23, Jesus tells us how to release our faith. Jesus said it this way, most assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Sweeping statement now. Contrary to what much success literature states, we do not solely become what we think about. Success isn't solely a result of the way a person thinks. Jesus didn't say, you'll have whatever you think. He said, you'll have whatever you say if you believe it in your heart. Question, why does it seem like one person's successful? Well, it seems like another person is not succeeding. I use the word seems because nobody is really a failure in life, because God created each person with unlimited potential. Next question, did you decide to be born? Did you ever think about it that way before? Did you decide to be born? No, none of us did. Then why are we here on this earth in this life? How many know we're here for a reason? I wonder what that reason is. That's the question that plagues the human race today. You're here, I'm here, on this earth, in this life, because we're individual miracles of God with 100% pure potentiality. Every human being, you'll never look at another person the same way again. Every human being is a miracle of God with unlimited potential. Every human being is a miracle of God with unlimited potential. Why is one person successful while another is not? Answer, the way they believe. The way they believe. So let's answer the question, what does it mean to believe in the heart? You say, Jim, why would we want to answer that question? Because Jesus said you can have whatever you say if you believe it in your heart. The saying part's easy. I'm saying something right now. The believing part is not so easy. So what does it mean to believe in your heart? I want to give you three answers to that question. Number one, to believe in your heart means to believe apart from your mind and body. In other words, don't just react to your circumstances all the time. Instead, respond to life with the principles contained in God's Master Success Book. Number two, to believe in your heart means to live in accordance with. In every industry, there are people and businesses that are more successful than others. Find out what those people and businesses are doing, and if they're modeling the principles contained in God's Master Success Book, get a hold of them and start putting them into practice. Start living in accordance with the success principles contained in God's Master Success Book. Number three, to believe in your heart means to take action. Oh, there's a novel concept. See, faith is the noun, believe is the verb. Believe and believing are action verbs. Whenever you see the phrase, believe in the heart or believe with the heart in God's Master Success Book, know there is an opportunity for you to take action. Living by faith and walking in love can expedite the realization of your God-given dream. Before we talk about walking in love, I want to show you some of the resources that we've brought to help you access God's ability and experience God's power. Now, just by a show of hands, again, when I ask that question, how many think you'd be a little more successful if you know how to access God's ability and experience God's power? How many raised your hand? Okay, now these resources are for you. For those of you that did not raise your hand, this won't do you any good. We brought two packs today. The first pack contains our Beyond Positive Thinking book, a companion CD, and a two-disc resource. It's a DVD and a CD of one of our recent success seminars. Each pack is $30. This is the first pack we have available for you today. The second pack we have is a 6-CD series called Success in the Marketplace. It includes a bonus CD entitled God's Covenant Economy. Our event special on the entire package, instead of $30 and $30, $50 takes it all. Question, how many want to get everything life has to offer? Can I see your hands? James, mark down the hands. Those are probably the people that are going to take the entire package today. We've talked about living by faith. Let's talk about walking in love. Why is walking in love so important? Answer, because we live in a world filled with people If you want to be successful in your life, you're going to have to learn how to get along with people. If you want to be successful in your business, you're going to have to learn how to deal with people. There are two aspects to walking in love: loving yourself and loving others. This is confirmed in Galatians 5, verse 14 from the Amplified Translation. It reads this way: "For the whole law concerning human relationships is complied with in the one precept, you shall love your neighbor as you do yourself." Hey, we talk a lot about loving others, but how many know if you hate your own guts? I said, if you hate your own guts, it's very difficult to share God's love with other people. Walking in love involves two things: loving yourself and loving others. Loving yourself includes two things: how you see yourself and how you feel about yourself. This is confirmed in Genesis 1:26. "Then God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make man," mankind, the human race, "in our image and according to our likeness." Image refers to self-image, how you see yourself. Likeness refers to self-esteem, how you feel about yourself. When you see yourself and feel about yourself the same way that God does, your success is virtually guaranteed. We've talked about loving ourselves. Loving others can be summed up in two words: acceptance and appreciation. This is confirmed in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 7. There's a phrase in the Amplified Translation that goes like this: "Love is ever ready to believe the best of every person." Believing the best of every person can be summed up in two words: acceptance and appreciation. Everybody wants to be part of something. That's acceptance. Everybody wants to feel special. That's appreciation. The simplest way to make people feel accepted is with a smile. Here's an experiment you can make. Next time you're down the grocery store and you're going down the aisle, your eyes meet somebody, don't they? And smile. Here's what's going to happen. Invariably, I've tried it, it works. Invariably, they're going to smile back. And what's going to go off inside their mind? Hey, that person accepts me. They don't even know me, but they accept me. The simplest way to show acceptance is with a smile. And if you really want to get advanced with it, use the person's name when you find out what it is. How many have been in a meeting and you introduce yourself to someone and I say, "Oh, hi, Debbie, good to see you again." Oh, no. Or am I the only one who has made that grave mistake? Right, Donna?
That's right.
What are we talking about? Oh yeah, we're talking about walking in love. Everybody wants to feel special. That's appreciation. The easiest way to show appreciation for a person is to pay them a sincere compliment. I have a little technique that I use. It's called the friendship penny principle. Here's how it works. You take three pennies, you put them in your left pocket. Your goal during the course of the day is to move the pennies from the left pocket to the right pocket. What do you have to do to move those pennies over? Simply pay three people a sincere compliment every day. The best way to break the ice when it comes to introducing yourself to someone and meeting new people is to pay them a sincere compliment. And away the conversation goes. Am I right? I'll say it again. Living by faith and walking in love can expedite the realization of your God-given dream. Closing comments now. When you tap into the force that created the universe, the power of God is released into your life. As you live by faith and walk in love, the ability of God shows up in your life to help you realize your God-given dream. And when the power of God and the ability of God show up in your life, listen, your life will never be the same again. Amen. John, thank you so much for having me today.